Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Polygrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Polygrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Mailed pipe bombs to critics of President Trump, including prominent Democrats, learns his fate today.
Cesar Sayoc's lawyers are asking the judge in the case to give him 10 years in prison instead of the life sentence he could be given. Sayoc pleaded guilty to 65 counts in March in New York federal court, including using a weapon of mass destruction. He sent non-working pipe bombs to CNN, as well as prominent Democrats, including former President Obama, former President Bill Clinton, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Sayoc's attorneys say the device were intended to frighten the recipients and weren't designed to actually injure the targets. Prosecutors say they included real explosives and that a life sentence is appropriate for Sayoc. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In Alabama, a woman's accused of killing a coworker on an assembly line at a factory that makes seats for cars. The 28-year-old suspect held on a murder charge accused of shooting the 27-year-old victim last night at work. The suspected motive, a history of disagreements. Third day in a row of more protests in Hong Kong, where police are clashing with activists after a call for a general strike caused widespread disruptions today.
Protesters blocked roads and paralyzed train services at peak times on a day of action across the city. More than 200 flights were cancelled as the protests entered their ninth week. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has pledged to restore law and order, rejecting calls for her resignation. Initially, the demonstrations, which began on the 9th of June, focused on a controversial extradition law, which would have allowed the transfer of suspects to mainland China. However, the protests have now become a wider challenge to Beijing's authority.
Fox's Benjamin Hall recapping the big sell-off on Wall Street again, being largely blamed on the trade dispute with China after China devalued its currency. The Dow is down 763 points. That's nearly 3%. The NASDAQ down over 280. This is Brady. This is Fox News.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen,
Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is Monday, the Monday after twin gun tragedies in very different places. In El Paso, Texas, the home of Beto O'Rourke, who, by the way, was in Las Vegas when word reached him of the gun tragedy there. And he raced home and immediately was very, shall we say, political in his approach to this thing. The one thing we do know is that these two tragedies are rooted in one thing, and that is evil. Yeah, I know you thought I was going to say guns. No, that's not the only common denominator. The common denominator is evil. And joining us now, a guy that has worked on both sides of the desk, so to speak. He has been a member of the media in Colorado. He is also a think tank guy. He is a communications director for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute, or Nevada Policy. And he joins us this morning. Seems like more and more we always seem to be getting together after some sort of gun tragedy. We've got two in 24 hours. What does it tell you?
Yeah, it tells me there's a sense. Everybody seems to have the sense that we're seeing more and more mass shootings on a regular basis. And that's probably true. You look at the mass shootings and it is spreading kind of like a contagion. It's not really anything terribly unique, though. You start to look, and I read a really interesting article this morning, and they were talking about it as if it was a slow-motion riot. Every time you have somebody commit an act of mass shooting, it seems like more and more people think, hey, maybe that's something I can do as well. And so it's the same mentality.
So like copycat stuff?
A little bit. It's kind of like a copycat. We see the same exact phenomenon happen when it comes to suicides. In fact, there's an entire study of copycat suicides in psychology and sociology and all these social sciences, where they go back and they look and they say, depending on how you cover suicides in the media, will determine whether or not you have more and more people commit suicide that way. San Francisco learned this firsthand when they stopped. They finally adopted standards on how you report suicides off the Golden Gate Bridge, and you saw suicides on the Golden Gate Bridge drop dramatically. Fewer and fewer people started to do that.
How do they change the coverage?
Some of the things that they do, and there's actually the AP, for example, follows this on all suicides. In the headline, you never actually mention suicide in the headline. You don't say it was a successful suicide attempt. You say they killed themselves. You don't provide any pictures of the scene or any pictures of the dead body. Instead, you find pictures of them, say, back in high school or at a job or something like that. Basically, all these guidelines, and there are several others that the AP adopts, it really restricts how much infamy, if you will, somebody's going to get by committing suicide, and so fewer people pursue that particular way. It's a really interesting science, and it's something that has also been applied to Islamic extremist attacks in Europe, and they've seen success with it as well. Changing the way that they report on those attacks has resulted in fewer and fewer people, say, buying a truck and running into a crowd full of people, or stabbing attacks in England. So it is something I think the media really has to look at here in the United States when it comes to these mass shootings, because we're doing it all wrong. And having been in the news, I can say this firsthand. We report on mass shootings in a way that sensationalizes it for other potential mass shooters.
There's been a kind of a difference of opinion. You had Beto O'Rourke and you had Bernie Sanders, and they're all saying it's Trump's fault. Is it Trump's fault?
No, it's not Trump's fault any more than it is really anybody else's fault. The political discourse that we've got in this country is absolutely broken in every way imaginable. We don't talk to each other. We shout past each other. And certainly that's a contributing factor to some of these mass shootings. I mean, remember the guy that shot at all those GOP senators, and Steve Scalise, he got shot and almost died. We see this political violence ramping up for sure, but that's not it. That's not the end of it. If Donald Trump stopped tweeting tomorrow, it's not like all of a sudden mass shootings would never happen again. And so it's very disingenuous for somebody like Bernie Sanders to come out and say that, oh, Trump is stoking anger. He's stoking anger as well. And it's a sad narrative, but But yeah, that is by far not the biggest contributing factor.
Let me ask you, though, as a guy that follows this and as a think tank guy, are we ever going to be able to outlaw? I mean, we could outlaw guns today. Take 15 minutes in both houses. We could do it. But are we ever going to outlaw evil? And no. I mean, evil is all around us. And I had somebody, in fact, the Lieutenant Governor, Dan Patrick in Texas, said, you know, we've relegated God to 1 hour on Sunday, and we won't allow God elsewhere into our atmosphere, if you will, into our culture. And that's one of the problems. So people say, well, we had guns 70 years ago, 50 years ago, 40 years ago. We didn't have this kind of gun violence. So do we need to put God back in our culture?
Well, I mean, it probably wouldn't hurt for you know, people to kind of readjust their priorities. One thing that I've talked about quite a bit is so many people put politics in the place where, say, a church used to be. They devoutly follow political discussions, and they really, really believe it the way that they would believe a faith. And if you disagree with them, it's because you're a horrible person. And get rid of that mentality. Go back to this mentality where politics are just kind of a thing that happens in the background. And you're going to find that you're a much happier, more well-adjusted person. That being said, none of that is something that government can do. Government cannot fix the cultural problems in our nation. That's something that we as individuals have to take a libertarian approach to it and say, I'm going to fix my life. And hopefully that spreads. Hopefully that's a contagion and more people will be better for it.
Coming up, more on the twin gun tragedies in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. And yes, the president did get it wrong this morning, where he referred to it as Toledo. Just so you know, that's one of the first gaffes I've heard from the president in recent memory. You get that every day of the week from Joe Biden. So when the Democrats come out and say, well, you know, it just shows that he's unfit for duty and he may have some mental problems and blah, 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 blah. Talk to your own guy first, would you please? Mr. Gaffe Maker himself. We're going to take a quick break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Monday. It is live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out! It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We're doing everything a little bit out of order here today because it's Monday and we can. Great to have you with us. Michael Schaus joining us. He is the communication director for NPRI, better known as Nevada Policy Research Institute, or just Nevada Policy. I want to ask you about it, if this is going to move the needle. If Sandy Hook did not move the needle, I don't know that this is going to move the needle. But I want to ask you, I mean, you've seen all the publicity, you've seen all the 25 presidential wannabes going across the country all saying the same thing. Gun control, take their guns away. Is it going to matter this time around?
Actually, I sadly think it probably will. And the reason why I say that is because you had two shootings in a really, I mean, what, 12 hours apart or something like that? That has a kind of psychological effect on people that just one more shooting wouldn't have really had. I mean, I think about the Las Vegas shooting that happened on the Strip. That was really, really impactful for Nevadans because all of a sudden it drove it home. It was right there in our backyard. It was one of the worst mass shootings, but also it was so unique and so different than any other mass shooting. And we're seeing that same thing right now with two mass shootings back to back. People are really, it took everybody off guard. So I think, you know, we heard from the president, he's maybe entertaining the idea of universal background checks. He's bragging about banning bump stocks. I think we're in a position now where Democrats might actually make some progress on gun control. And I say that's a sad story because it's not going to help. It's not going to solve anything.
But even so, and by the way, bottom of the hour, I'll let you hear the president in his own words because, there was the cry that you must condemn white supremacy and, white nationalism. Well, he did it. And he did it about, 3 hours ago. So, is anything going to change? What changes do you think will come, if any?
Well, I'll tell you what. Really quick on the white nationalism thing, understand one of those shooters was not part of the white nationalist movement or anything. I mean, we don't really have a direct correlation.
Supported Elizabeth Warren.
Exactly. And he was on there, ranting about Trump. That is not the factor that drove both these people to go do that. There's a bigger problem there. I mean, they're loners. They obviously have something wrong mentally, whether or not that's an actual mental illness or not. There are other things that connect these types of actions. So what we're probably going to see, especially if Democrats have their way and get a couple of Republicans on board, we are going to see things like universal background checks be talked about. That's more dangerous than I think people realize because it's not just a background check. That's going to turn into a national registry. So if Dianne Feinstein, for example, ever had her way and outlawed so-called assault weapons, they would know exactly who has those assault weapons. Now, keep in mind, even in like New Zealand, when they decided to ban assault weapons, nobody's turned them in. Almost nobody's turned them in. And that is going to be very, very hard to happen here in the United States unless the government has some sort of a registry, and that's what background checks are. Nonetheless, I think you're going to be talked about it, and an assault weapon ban of some shape or size is probably going to be put forward as well, and that might actually get some traction even with Donald Trump.
Assault weapons, they get defined differently by different people. How do you define assault? Like, is an AR-15 a semi-automatic rifle? Is that an assault weapon?
According to the official definition of an assault rifle, that is something that the U.S. military uses. It is a fully automatic machine gun. Now, you and I cannot buy a new assault weapon, period. We cannot buy a fully automatic machine gun, period, unless it is made before 1984 and you have to go through a bunch of federal hoops and get licensed and everything else. So if you've got $47,000 extra dollars laying around, you can go buy...
For the record.
So for all intents and purposes, it is absolutely banned for common people to use a fully automatic weapon. The AR-15, the AK-47, cosmetically they look scary, but functionally they behave the same as any other sporting rifle out there. I've got 22s that operate the exact same way as an AK-47, but they don't look scary, and they're actually legal in California where there is an assault weapon ban.
Is the gun industry gonna face anything here? I mean, we've heard of lawsuits against, gun manufacturers, and will we see wrongful death suits coming out of this?
Well, what we have seen already, and I think you're going to see more of this, in New York, Governor Cuomo decided that he was going to target the gun companies by telling financial institutions, don't do business with them or else we're going to heavily, heavily regulate you. And that is a scary, scary idea.
Is that like the marijuana thing where banks can't deal with marijuana entities?
A little bit.
Everybody's dealing with suitcases full of cash?
A little bit. And I mean, granted, this was just intimidation. Like there wasn't legislation passed saying, hey, if you do business with a gun company, we're going to come after you. But he very, very made it very clear that he was going to use the power of government to harass you if you're a banker and you do business with a gun company. And that's something we're probably going to see more and more. The lawsuits, as you mentioned, I think Bernie Sanders once talked about this, how maybe gun companies should be held accountable for what customers do with their products. That is a ridiculous idea, and I don't think that would stand up to any sort of constitutional scrutiny. But it does show you where they think. If they can't get legislation passed, they're going to go after the gun companies in any way they can.
Again, Michael Shouse joining us. He is the communications director for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. What have we done on guns here in Nevada?
So in Nevada, you might remember voters passed the universal background check, and there was kind of a flaw in that because apparently the version that voters passed said the FBI will run background checks on everybody. Well, we don't do background checks that way in this state. So when Adam Laxalt, as attorney general, asked the FBI, will you do this? They said no. And so we couldn't actually implement it. Now, last legislative session, Democrat leadership and Governor Sisolak went ahead and pushed through a correction to that, a fix to it. So we've got universal background checks.
But that's not available to us, what, till 2020 or something like that?
Something like that. There is a time frame on it. Right now, I think you can still do private sales. But essentially, we've got universal background checks. We don't have an assault weapon ban here in Nevada, thankfully. We don't have any sort of a registration scheme. I like to point out to people, you look at somewhere like New York, that is a dangerous, dangerous system for gun owners. It costs you about $500 to get a license in New York just to own a gun, not carry a gun, not use a gun, just own a gun. And you have to renew it every single year. And you can't carry it anywhere. You can barely even take it to the range. It's terrifying. And, of course, registration and everything else on top of that. That's where the Democrat presidential hopefuls have been talking about how they want to change the national laws.
So in other words, they want to tax you to death, make it more difficult for you to get a firearm, to execute,
Yeah.
Is that the strategy, rather than trying to just ban guns?
Let
the market itself ban itself.
Yeah, I think the gun control groups out there, I mean, Michael Bloomberg, the Democrat presidential hopefuls, all these folks, they know that the Constitution stands in the way of what they actually want to do. So look at some other gun control heavy states. California is a good example. What they did most recently is they said, okay, you need a background check to purchase ammunition now. Eric Swalwell, you might remember he briefly ran for president at one point.
He wanted the torch passed
from
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was not to him.
And unfortunately, one of the things that he said, and I've heard a couple other low-level Democrats repeat it, he said he wants to limit how much ammunition you can have. He wanted to limit to, I think, 250 rounds for each caliber. And just to put that in context, if you were to go to Clark County Shooting Range and go do their shotgun circuit, I think you need 300 rounds in order to shoot all the clay pigeons there. So you wouldn't even have enough, under Swalwell's proposal, you wouldn't even have enough rounds to go do a typical shotgun course. These are the types of things that they're trying to aim because they know they can't come out and say, hey, look, we want to ban guns. A few of them have said that, but for the most part, they know that that's not politically palatable and it's not possible under the Constitution. So they're going to try to do anything and everything else.
Let me just ask you, though. Last night at a vigil in, I believe it was Dayton, people berated local officials, the governor and others, and admonished them to do something. Is there a frustration level out there among people, or is that just grief rearing its ugly head?
There is a frustration level among people, and this is, if you are a pro-gun guy, if you believe in the Second Amendment, you dislike the idea of assault weapon bans and everything else, one thing you have to understand is that the other side, the gun control folks, and really just average Americans, are really frustrated with you, the pro-Second Amendment guy. Because every time a proposal is put out, you say, that won't work. And that's all you say. We need to go beyond just saying, you know, something's not working and go into possible solutions, mental health checks, you know, I mean, whatever it might be. And that's kind of one thing that we are lacking in the liberty movement right now.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting to see how this thing all plays out. Michael Schaus, always good to see you. Thanks so much, man. If folks want to know more, and we're still waiting to see who's going to be speaking at your big dinner here in Southern Nevada, where do they go? How do they find out more information?
NevadaPolicy.org is the best place. You can go to NevadaPolicy.org. Events right up there. We're going to be announcing the speaker here within coming days.
But, and when is the event?
It is going to be in September, September 17th. It's a Tuesday, I believe. And
excellent.
It's going to be fantastic at the Venetian. Mm. Yeah, make it happen. Put it on your calendar.
It's worth it just for the meal. I mean, they do such a great job. Hey, always good. We'll do it again, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Michael Schaus. He's with NPRI. Stick around. More to do. We'll let you hear the president denounce white supremacy once and for all. Everybody said, when's he going to do it? When's it? Well, he did it today. We'll let you hear it in his own words. That's all next. Live and local now.
From the Fox Business Network, all Wall Street markets across the globe are tanking after China let its currency sink to the lowest level in more than a decade, escalating its trade battle with the U.S. And Chinese state media is reporting that Chinese firms have stopped buying U.S. agricultural products. A range of stocks of companies with heavy exposure to China falling sharply, among the biggest losers today, tech, industrials, and financials. And the biggest gainer on Wall Street is Tyson Foods, which rose over 7% as better-than-expected earnings offset a disclosure of a Department of Justice subpoena, which is investigating chicken pricing. And Univision is for sale. The New York Post says that the Spanish-language TV network has lined up potential buyers and is hoping to sell itself for $10 billion or more. Thus far, there's not a bidding deadline and no clear buyer. Univision also needs to compete with online streaming services, including Netflix. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. The death toll rises from this weekend's mass shootings. 22 now dead in El Paso, Texas.
Unfortunately, these wounds have been devastating and major. And we are deeply saddened to be here today to have to tell you that two patients have passed.
At Del Sol Medical Center, Dr. Stephen Flaherty, President Trump addressing the nation.
We must stop the glorification of violence in our society.
Some critics say the president's rhetoric is helping incite violence. On Wall Street, the Dow plunging some 700 points in afternoon trading on China turmoil worries.
The People's Bank of China is blaming the latest tariff threat from President Trump as the reason why China has suddenly decided to devalue its currency.
That's Blake Berman with the Fox Business Network. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going
to
be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you get a chance to call in, talk about what it is you want. I've got one line open, so if you want to seize it now, you're welcome to do so. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's begin with Paul. Paul, you're up, and you're on live and local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, Paul?
Well, here's some information that your listeners don't know. In Texas, obviously, they have concealed and open carry. The Walmart where this gunman did his heinous act, they had the no gun signs were posted. So even if you had them, you couldn't take the gun there to protect yourself. And in Ohio, they have concealed and open carry, but you cannot take your gun anywhere where alcohol is consumed. So nobody had a gun there with which they could protect themselves. And these guys know that. That's why they went there. And I'm going to say this again. This is the case, ladies and gentlemen, that says it's your job to protect yourself, not the police. The Cheney versus Winnebago County Department of Social Services, United States Supreme Court, 1989, the defense of an individual is the responsibility of the individual, not the police. So what we have in the United States now are people that are willing to protect themselves and people who are not. And the people who are not want the weapons that I choose to use to protect myself removed. And I won't permit that. And I'm going to go on the record right now and state, if they pass a ban in the state of Nevada, I will not register my weapons and I will not turn my weapons in because the state cannot protect me. And one other thing, technology exists to protect people from someone that is carrying a gun. And basically, it's called PAT scan. The company has a device. It's mounted on a wall and emits a beam. If you're carrying a gun, a knife, or a bomb, this beam will detect it. It will tell the computer what you've got, and it gives someone monitoring the computer the time to send out the warning
and what
before
is it,
they
what,
get there.
What is it called? PET scan?
It is called Covert Gun Detection. It's PET scan radar system
scan,
developed
okay.
by Patriot One Technologies.
I love that. I love that. I love that idea. Yeah, let's have technology make us safer. That makes total sense to me. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by our friends at Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. They can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. I promised you I would let you hear what the president said in its entirety. The president talked about the twin gun tragedies, and he denounced white supremacy. Everybody was wondering, when's he going to denounce white supremacy? Well, he did it. For those of you on the left, yeah, he did it. Full-throated, straight on. This was the president at the White House this morning.
Good morning. My fellow Americans, this morning, our nation is overcome with shock, horror, and sorrow. This weekend, more than 80 people were killed or wounded in two evil attacks. On Saturday morning in El Paso, Texas, a wicked man went to a Walmart store where families were shopping with their loved ones. He shot and murdered 20 people and injured 26 others, including precious little children. Then, in the early hours of Sunday morning, Dayton, Ohio, another twisted monster opened fire on a crowded downtown street. He murdered 9 people, including his own sister, and injured 27 others. The First Lady and I join all Americans in praying and grieving for the victims, their families, and the survivors. We will stand by their side forever. We will never forget. These barbaric slaughters are an assault upon our communities, an attack upon our nation, and a crime against all of humanity. We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil, the cruelty, the hatred, the malice, the bloodshed, and the terror. Our hearts are shattered for every family whose parents, children, husbands, and wives were ripped from their arms and their lives. America weeps for the fallen. We are a loving nation, and our children are entitled to grow up in a just, peaceful, and loving society. Together, we lock arms to shoulder the grief. We ask God in heaven to ease the anguish of those who suffer, and we vow to act with urgent resolve. I want to thank the many law enforcement personnel who responded to these atrocities with the extraordinary grace and courage of American heroes. I have spoken with Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, as well as Mayor DeMargo of El Paso, Texas, and Mayor Nan Whaley of Dayton, Ohio, to express our profound sadness and unfailing support. Today, we also send the condolences of our nation to President Obrador of Mexico and all the people of Mexico for the loss of their citizens in the El Paso shooting. Terrible, terrible thing. I have also been in close contact with Attorney General Barr and FBI Director Wray. Federal authorities are on the ground, and I have directed them to provide any and all assistance required, whatever is needed. The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America.
Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism, whatever they need. We must recognize that the internet has provided a dangerous avenue to radicalize, disturb minds, and perform demented acts. We must shine light on the dark recesses of the internet and stop mass murders before they start. The internet, likewise, is used for human trafficking, illegal drug distribution, and so many other heinous crimes. The perils of the internet and social media cannot be ignored, and they will not be ignored. In the two decades since Columbine, our nation has watched with rising horror and dread as one mass shooting has followed another, over and over again, decade after decade. We cannot allow ourselves to feel powerless. We can and will stop this evil contagion. In that task, we must honor the sacred memory of those we have lost by acting as one people. Open wounds cannot heal if we are divided. We must seek real bipartisan solutions. We have to do that in a bipartisan manner that will truly make America safer and better for all. First, we must do a better job of identifying and acting on early warning signs. I am directing the Department of Justice to work in partnership with local, state, and federal agencies, as well as social media companies, to develop tools that can detect mass shooters before they strike. As an example, the monster in the Parkland High School in Florida had many red flags against him, and yet nobody took decisive action. Nobody did anything. Why not? Second, we must stop the glorification of violence in our society. This includes the gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace. It is too easy today for troubled youth to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence. We must stop or substantially reduce this, and it has to begin immediately. Cultural change is hard, but each of us can choose to build a culture that celebrates the inherent worth and dignity of every human life. That's what we have to do. Third, we must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement. Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun. Fourth, we must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, and that if they do, those firearms can be taken through rapid due process. That is why I have called for red flag laws, also known as extreme risk protection orders. Today, I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay. These are just a few of the areas of cooperation that we can pursue. I am open and ready to listen and discuss all ideas that will actually work and make a very big difference. Republicans and Democrats have proven that we can join together in a bipartisan fashion to address this plague. Last year, we enacted the Stop School Violence and Fix NICS Acts into law, providing grants to improve school safety and strengthening critical background checks for firearm purchases. At my direction, the Department of Justice banned bump stocks. Last year, we prosecuted a record number of firearms offenses. But there is so much more that we have to do. Now is the time to set destructive partisanship aside, so destructive, and find the courage to answer hatred with unity, devotion, and love. Our future is in our control. America will rise to the challenge. We will always have, and we always will, win. The choice is ours, and ours alone. It is not up to mentally ill monsters. It is up to us. If we are able to pass great legislation after all of these years, we will ensure that those who were attacked will not have died in vain. May God bless the memory of those who perished in Toledo. May God protect them. May God protect all of those from Texas to Ohio. May God bless the victims and their families. May God bless America. Thank you very much.
That was the president. Yes, he made the gaffe, referring to it as Toledo. It was Dayton. But I don't think it was on. It didn't look like it was on the teleprompter, because that was a teleprompter speech. But I'm not sure that I tell you, the 22-year-old former Georgetown University graduate that ended up, if that indeed was on the teleprompter, that is a fireable offense. That is a huge, huge gaffe. But hey, you know, sleepy Joe Biden does that every day. He makes mistakes like that every day. You want to talk about a guy that is maybe not fit for duty? Joe Biden may just be that guy. Stick around. More to do. I need to get a break in. I'm running way late. It just happens that way. But I wanted you to hear the president in his own words. I've got one line open, so if you want to sneak through now, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Will anything change? Will the needle move at all? I don't think it will. I'm sorry, but I don't. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos. Only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battleborn Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I want you to hear Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick is the lieutenant governor of the state of Texas. And there's such a difference. In fact, I'll tell you what let's do. I'll let you hear Dan Patrick. And this is cut number 4. This was his reaction, much different than what you've heard from Bernie Sanders and others. Here is Dan Patrick and his reaction to the gun violence, and here it is.
In addition to universal background checks, in addition to ending the sales of weapons of war into our communities, in addition to red flag laws, we've got to acknowledge the hatred, the open racism that we're seeing. There's an environment of it in the United States. We see it on Fox News. We see it on the internet. But we also see it from our commander in chief, and he is encouraging this. He doesn't just tolerate it, he encourages it, calling Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals, warning of an invasion at our border, seeking to ban all people of one religion. Folks are responding to this. It doesn't just offend us, it encourages the kind of violence that we're seeing, including in my hometown of El Paso yesterday.
So I want to talk about that in a second, but I do want to share
Beto O'Rourke, my friend Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick is the Texas Lieutenant Governor. I'm going to let you hear the first little snippet. Oh, no. In fact, we're not going to do that. But Dan Patrick, I thought, had the best idea. We got problems with video games. We got problems with evil. We got problems with mental health. All of these problems the president just talked about. And the fact is that until that changes, We're going to continue to have problems. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up, and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What's going on, man?
Well, I've got to disagree with our president and your guest. If they're delusional, hopeful, wishing or dreaming, if they think that there's going to be any discussion with a Marxist. Because they'll sit down and discuss with you. And I said, but when it comes down to signing anything, they don't get their way, they walk away, and then they come back to the belittling. But the things you didn't hear before Gilroy, the three, you didn't hear about the Master Sergeant Green Beret in Florida, and this disappoints me and makes me raise an eyebrow about Fox. Four armed invaders came into his house. He killed two of them. He took some rounds, too, and the other two went in jail. You didn't hear about the Good Samaritan. This was before Gilroy, that was at a 7-Eleven and walked in behind the guy that had the clerk and everybody with their arms up. He told them to turn around and drop the gun. They didn't. They turned on. He took them out. You don't hear about that.
Yeah.
That should have been front page news. We're in trouble, Kevin. Oh, by the way, Kevin, all of us, including me, us conspirators, we knew all this was coming over 20 years ago.
Wow. Wow. Thanks, Frank. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by my friends at Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and the amazing cash giveaways you've come to expect. It's absolutely amazing. In fact, I'm going down there tomorrow for Customer Appreciation Night. They do it the first and third Tuesday of every month. I love it. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Coming up tomorrow, an update on the Raiders Stadium. It's looking more and more like a stadium, isn't it? Now all we need is a good football team. I just love that. That's going to do it today. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the folks in El Paso and to Dayton, Ohio. God bless you all. Godspeed. To the loved ones we've lost, let's make sure that they did not die in vain. We'll talk about this tomorrow. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day. Live and a local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the piano bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
$790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!